Hey, School of Travel listeners, this is Conrad, your host, and I've been thinking a lot lately about how the travel industry has changed and in many ways has not, and how the modern traveler has changed a lot. And it got me thinking, and I realized that there were really four major paradigm shifts in the travel industry, and that we have now entered into the fifth one. And so I thought it'd be interesting to just share my perspective of how I've bucketed each of these phases. But to start, let's go back in time. So I do think that the big first major moment for the travel industry, I call it the Age of Fantasy. And this lasted from, 1900 to 1970 approximately. And it was really at the turn of the last century, travel was only for the great explorers. So these National Geographic icons came back from their adventures with grand stories and grainy photographs, while the rest of the world simply got to fantasize. The professional explorer was the hero of travel. So if you were into that and into travel, the quotes that you would likely say is, wow, I love reading about all these mythical places of the world. And, you would subscribe to your National Geographic magazines. And that was the way that you had access to the world. It was very mythical, very unattainable, but still very interesting. Now, approximately around 1970, and I call this the age of realization, from 1970 to 2000, companies like Lonely Planet, Frommer's, Fodder's, and Rick Steves came around, and the travel started becoming a little bit more mainstream and increasingly possible for the masses. But the world was still relatively unknown, so we relied on these travel writers, the experts, that told us and told us how to prepare for when we wanted to start traveling. And those experts were really the hero of the story. And so the quote you probably would be saying at the time of the Age of Realization was, wow, travel is actually possible. And you would go to the store and buy your printed guidebook and your Lonely Planets, and you would carry that around with you. But then I would say in about 2001, through 2010 is what I call the age of access. So in 2001, the internet spawned companies like TripAdvisor, Orbitz, and Expedia, and they helped travel become easy, transparent, and affordable. And companies like TripAdvisor leveraged the masses for reviews and ratings to utilize the wisdom of crowds to reduce risk and uncertainty in travel. So it was the collective mass of tourists that were the hero of travel, and the quotes you would probably think are, wow, travel's actually easier and actually affordable. So that lasted, it's still going on today, but really in 2010, the age of aspiration came around, and this really lasted for a decade from 2010 to the end of 2019, and I really shape most of this as the rise of Instagram as well as the rise in popularity of Anthony Bourdain. But starting in 2010, we entered into this decade of aspiration, and Bourdain and travel bloggers and Instagram influencers showed us how it was possible to travel like them. So whether it was doing it with a more enlightened perspective, a more luxurious perspective, or a cheaper way to travel, you could find your role model for you for how to travel. And really, the influencer was the hero of travel. And around this, during this time, the quote you'd probably hear is, now this is how you travel. And so people started following and learning from people who did it in a more public or more interesting way. But I do think now the influencer has started to run its course. Not saying it's going away, but in 2020, I think we entered into a new era of travel. And I call this the age of travel enlightenment, where travel is becoming increasingly personal, prioritized, and a form of self-expression. So you are now the hero of travel in this fifth phase of the industry. And it's time to stop listening to the expectations of others. There are no must-sees. There are no bucket lists. There should be no FOMO. There is only our personal experience and desire to navigate the world our own way. And travel has become our own unique form of self-expression to the world. It's the new white picket fence. It's the new art. It's the ultimate manifestation of our own curiosity and unique personality. So it's time to start rejecting those false realities and expectations created by over-filtered social media influencers and replace that with our own intimate experience with the world in all of its imperfections and all of ours. And by doing this, we'll all nudge the world and ourselves to become slightly more curious, connected, sustainable, happy, and tolerant. And as the new hero of travel, we all have the responsibility to leave our mark on the world and the privilege to have the world leave its mark on us. And so if you think about what people are saying in this phase of travel, it's, you know, things like the way I travel says a lot about who I am, or I don't buy stuff, I spend my money on experiences, or I design my life to incorporate flexibility for travel. And there's a lot of new things that are starting to bubble up, new products, new services. So I think this is one of the reasons why we're doing well at Trip Scout, is because people get to discover exactly what they want to do in a personalized way, and they don't have someone telling them what they should do, but they get to rely on a lot of experts and save places and create itineraries and build a perfect trip that's for them, not for anyone else. And then you also have services for flights where, you know, the increasing popularity of apps like Hopper or newsletters like Scotch Cheap Flights and Dollar Flight Club, they're exploding because people are able to just have that real-time resource and access to go the places they want to go and find deals and have a daily dose of wanderlust, you know, in their pocket or in their email. I think from a hotel perspective, the accommodation is becoming increasingly ignored, unless it's a unique part of the experience. But traditional hotels have now become a commodity. Apartment rentals in unique neighborhoods are obviously exploding. Boutique hotels are gaining market share. So you see how a lot of it's more of the unique and personalized aspects of how people want to travel. And from a content perspective, I think specialized content is significantly outperforming traditional media. We see this inside of our app. So sites like The Points Guy or Atlas Obscura or The Infatuation or Eater is really starting to gain in popularity and engagement over the traditional big travel brands. And another interesting finding is that Instagram search is actually now happening before Google search when it comes to travel and discovery. On an experience aspect, new in-destination experiences are booming. Instead of the typical tours and bus tours, you really have this just explosion of street food tours, brewery tours, cooking classes, photography walks, unique festivals and markets and local events. And neighborhoods are becoming the new thing to do, a new site. Typically, a lot of these neighborhoods were never even thought of as being on someone's travel itinerary, and now they almost dominate the travel itinerary. And then finally, I think lifestyles are becoming increasingly designed around travel. Even just looking at the rise in popularity of remote work, world schooling, mini retirements, companies like Remote Year, these are all getting much more popular. That's a lot more of what people are actually wanting to design their life around and increasingly doing and increasingly realizing that it's attainable. So I think it's a fascinating time. I'm excited that we get to be a part of this new paradigm shift in travel, both as travelers as well as with our company, Trip Scout, and hope that you found this interesting. And as always, if you have any questions, you can send them to me on Instagram or Twitter at GoConrad, GoKonrad. Stay curious.